When it comes to protecting a species, it would seem logical to ban excessive hunting or fishing of that species. But that's not what's happening to the bluefin tuna. Just last week, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES, decided not to ban trade in the bluefin tuna, even though the species is in fact overfished. Some environmentalists consider the CITES ruling a doomsday decision for the declining bluefin, but Megan Westmeyer doesn't see it that way. Westmeyer heads the South Carolina Aquarium Sustainable Seafood Initiative and serves on the board of overseers of the Chefs Collaborative. Now, Megan, some people say this is cause for alarm over the bluefin tuna. You don't. Why not?
I think there's still a lot of hope for bluefin tuna, even though the CITES ban did not get approved. There's been some really good movement in the last couple of years by an organization called ICAT. That's an international coalition of different countries that all fish for some of these big species like tunas and swordfish that swim all over the ocean. This international coalition that's tasked with managing the harvest for sustainability. They've been kind of ignoring the bluefin problem for quite a while now, but in the past few years, they've really started to pay attention, tighten up some of the regulations, and hopefully they're going to start enforcing those regulations in this next couple of years.
And now ICAT was, in fact, you mentioned the North Atlantic swordfish. They were the body that actually rebuilt that swordfish population to a sustainable level in less than 10 years. So if we take the North Atlantic swordfish, it faced trouble, not unlike the bluefin tuna. What happened to it, and what are the lessons?
Well, swordfish, North Atlantic swordfish, was very depleted. There had been a lot of overfishing, but ICAT got in gear. They put in regulations, these catch limits, size limits, to make sure swordfish got big enough to reproduce before they were harvested. And pretty quickly, swordfish came back to a sustainable level. Now, swordfish, they grow quickly, so they rebounded from that overfishing fairly quickly. We can't expect those same results from bluefin. Bluefin tuna do take longer to reach maturity. They live longer. So I'm not going to say that bluefin are going to be back in the next 5 or 10 years. But I think that if we get some of these same good management actions and good enforcement, just like ICAT did with swordfish 10 years ago, I think we'll see bluefin come back.
Now, you're advising chefs on what it is safe to serve, Megan. What do you tell them about bluefin tuna these days?
I always recommend that they try and buy bluefin that was caught in the U.S. U.S. fishermen are much more highly regulated than any other fishermen in the world. So bluefin that are caught in the U.S. are within the size limits that are making sure these fish have had a chance to reproduce before they're caught, and within the quotas so that the population can be healthy or rebuild to a healthy level.
Megan Westmeyer heads the South Carolina Aquarium Sustainable Seafood Initiative. Great to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you.